So, as a youngster growing up here, what did it feel like? What did you do for fun? Did you do
Oh,
a
we
lot
had
of work?
animals and we were in the bush all the time.
Oh,
And
yeah, in the
we could have
bush.
wiener roasts out the back because you could build a fire. And then we had dog. We had a couple of different dogs and cats and
Yeah.
chickens. We used to pluck the chickens and eat them. I remember helping Dad do that. And
And I don't, maybe never, Linda doesn't remember, but part of it being down here was fun with me playing with the kids. I don't know whether you remember it or
Oh,
not, but
yeah.
like when I leveled the back off here, I dragged a ladder around. You put a rope on either end of the ladder and you drag it around
Yeah.
and fill in the
Oh,
holes.
right.
Well, my sons would ride on the end of it.
Right.
And they
Yeah,
had
there
a
was
great
always
time.
something to do.
We made our own fun. And then we got the horse,
Yep.
and the horse took a lot of fun. It was a lot
Yeah,
of fun.
so
A lot
did
of
any of
time.
your neighbors have children? Did you have
Yeah,
local
they had older.
friends?
They were kids were older.
Yeah, and up at the back they were older too. Oh, and then,
Yeah.
but then most of our friends actually came from Garden Village on the other side of Willingdon as people moved in, starting grade one at Inman, and that's when most of my friends lived over on the other side of Willingdon. But because Willingdon had become such a busy street, nothing like now, but we thought it was busy, I had a friend come all the way. Finally, I talked a girl into coming home with me in grade one. And she got to right at the edge of the road and she said, "Is this Willingdon?" And she said, "I can't cross it."
Yeah, it's,
So I had no
yeah.
friends come over for a long
Oh,
time because
yeah.
it was just this big divide. It was like a big river,
Yeah.
Willingdon.
And then it changed quickly after that,
Yeah.
So Willingdon, though, in the early years, how did that appear?
Well, it
Where
was
did it?
beautiful when we were young because the trees all came together long before BCIT was there. We'd walk down Willingdon and it looked like Stanley Park.
Yeah.
All the trees came together in the middle, and it was really a beautiful spot. And Mum wanted us to see it, so we often walked down Willingdon. But it
Was
was,
it paved at that time?
No, two lane. No, gravel.
Gravel road.
That's another thing.
I don't remember when it was
When it
paved.
rained heavy, my neighbor, well, I can't say he often did it, but it happened two or three times. Gordon had come over with a shovel. He says, "Come on, Jim," because the rocks had come down and filled the, got in the manhole, around the manhole, and it was going to be take Willingdon out. And we saved that Willingdon from being washed out a few times just because of the drain
Oh, right,
couldn't
the
take the,
culvert.
yeah, the drain would get covered.
So as a driver, you're driving a car. Did you get stuck in the mud ever, or the roads usually pretty solid
Oh
even
yeah,
when it
well,
rains?
they had to grade it all the time. But we never got, Gordon and I shoveled the snow out of this place to get out of here a couple of years. But then his wife got to be a cook at the hospital. When she got to be a cook at the hospital,
Burnham
then they got a
Hospital.
grader in to grade the snow out, to make sure she could get there.
Yeah, you knew if you were on a street with dentists or doctors, your street was going to get graded, never?
Oh,
On the other
really?
side of, oh
Wow.
yeah, the other
Yeah.
side of Deer Lake, those Buckingham people and Burris, they always had their streets graded.
Well, actually, we would get it. It would clean eventually. When they got everything else
Yeah, but
done,
that was
somebody
first.
would clean this place out. But when she got to
Yeah.
be a cook, then right away they cleaned it out. So.
Interesting. That you also were talking a little bit about generational differences growing up here and how maybe your childhood is maybe different than your parents' childhood. Do you remember doing things as you got older that maybe are a little different, that maybe spoke to the times? You were talking about a tree
Oh, we
house
had a
and
big tree house at the back, and it was pretty famous in Burnaby for mostly my brothers had it, and I don't think Dad really knew what was going on in that tree house because it probably wasn't what was going on in the tree house when he was growing up. And
No.
yeah, and then the whole late 60s, just different things that we were interested in, and younger people getting cars sooner and driving earlier. The cars became a big deal,
Oh,
which is,
yeah.
Dad had always driven a really old car, and now we're getting so that we want a car. And
Did you have sort of teenage pop culture influences? Do you remember? Did you have a radio? Did you listen to the
Well,
sounds
we
of more
didn't get
rock and
much
roll?
TV down here, so when I wanted to see anything that kids at Mosscrop were talking about in junior high, 77 Sunset Strip and all the Beatles coming on, and I had to run up Willingdon to McKay and Kingsway and go to my friend's house and watch TV, mm-hmm. because they could get Channel 12, and we only got Channel 2 down here. So it took us a long time.
The Channel 2 CBC?
Yeah, CBC was
2 and something two. Else. I can't remember.
Maybe 6. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe 6, I can't.
But, you know.
Mostly snow.
Yeah, trying to work the rabbit ears so that we could try and get something, then just giving up, and I just run up to Margaret's house and watch TV, because it took us forever to be able to get much, yeah. mm-hmm. you know, different channels down here. And then, yeah, the whole Beatles.
Well, your teen wasn't any different than those teens, really. I mean, kids were dancing in here, and, things picked up.
Yeah, things picked up.
They picked up once they started going to school. Mm-hmm. But until they went to school, we were pretty well
pretty
on
isolated.
Our own down here. We found our own fun. And with our neighbors, like, you know.
Yeah, it was very much country. But once we were in Mosscrop, and when Mosscrop first went in, it was interesting because we were still in elementary school. That was a really tough school.
Hmm.
That was had a reputation as being very tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember the year that they built Mosscrop.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here. Yeah. Yeah. Remember you were asking me if I was involved in the parent teachers or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't. But I did get involved one night because I had said to my daughters, when we were driving down Mosscrop, the kids would just wander across in front of you. And it was really annoying, but anyway, that their parents didn't teach them better.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the girls were always wearing silk stockings by now.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to everybody, well, my kids are not going to be wearing silk stockings. And I went to a meeting one night, and somebody popped up and they're talking about, why can't we have because money was a little scarce. Why can't we have a school uniform? If somebody can go to a real rich school out on Granville Street and they wear school uniforms, you get 2 of them, probably last year, why can't we have uniforms? Mm. And some other lady popped up, I'm not going to have anybody tell me how to dress my kid. That type of thing. Mm. I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always thought school uniform was a good idea, too.
Which we did.
But then I got into the thing, and I thought that was great. But, boy, they just shot us down. There's going to be no school uniforms.
No, not in Burnaby, thank goodness.
Yeah.
We didn't like the idea at all.
You know what? The other day, I shouldn't tell you this, I mean, because this is taking time up.
Yeah, anyway.
Linda, you mentioned earlier, too, about the developments across Willingdon as being new and modern and impressive.
Garden Village we'd ride our bikes through just as they were starting to build the houses, and they were really classy, and I remember thinking, only rich people are ever going to live here in Garden Village.
There was a couple of farms up there before it became Garden Village.
Yeah, and orchards. Orchards were really all that's, up.
Yeah, they call that old orchard up there, that center.
Oh, right.
That's because of the orchards that were there. So, you know, once it's bush when you're starting in grade 1, and then by grade 3, you're cutting through with your bike looking at all these new, it changes how you see your area. You know, now you're not just out in the country anymore. Now you're part of the suburbia. Mm-hmm. That was the whole suburbia movement was huge. And we were part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we were kind of sandwiched between two cities. We weren't suburbia on the outside of a big city. Burnaby kind of was the suburb, really, between New West and Vancouver. First it was the country, and then as I grew up, it became suburbia.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember other large developments, like the vocational school?
Well, when Sears went in, Sears was the first big, because Dad took us 4 kids up, and I wish we had a picture of this, and we all stood at the hole and looked at the big hole that was to be Sears.
Yeah, they took a school down up here. And,
right, Burnaby, or Kingsway West, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was the Kingsway West, yeah.
And that was a huge hole, like, you know.
Which our neighbor over here, he took his horse up the steps of the West, and they got expelled.
Hmm.
Oh, of Kingsway West School. Oh, that's right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a horse beside us here, and there was a young guy there. It was pretty wild.
He was always getting into trouble.
Huh.
So did you notice the BCIT and the vocational school going in as well?
Yeah, I remember the vocational school going in. And at one time when we played in the bush, before BCIT was there, there was railroad tracks, just the wood. And we run across...
Because this was all forest down here, 1899 or whatever, you know.
And there was a big mill there at one time.
The mill wasn't there when we left, but there was the remnants.
Yeah, and that's with the railroad tracks that we used to jump across, and then BCIT came
tracks
in.
For skidding the stuff out.
Okay, it was a skid road.
Yeah, it was, I wasn't totally aware of BCIT coming in, but, next thing you know, it's there. Kind of like when they pushed Moss Crop through here and became Deer Lake Parkway.
Yeah.
That was a whole change, too. You used to have to go through by the cemetery there.
Yeah, we had the whole playground to ourselves.